What if hundreds of thousands of the youngest, most vulnerable children are eligible for powerful nutrition support, but never get it? Simply because no one connected the dots from the bigger programs they are already in. WIC improves birth outcomes, child development, and health. Families on SNAP or Medicaid are automatically income eligible. Yet only about half of eligible people participate, and the numbers are even lower among those already in the larger safety net programs. States have been building the coordination tools to fix this. The results so far are promising, but still far from complete. Just how big is the WIC coverage gap? In 2023, only 56.1% of all eligible people were enrolled in WIC. Among families already on Medicaid, only 19.3% of eligible pregnant people and 48.1% of eligible young children were getting WIC. The story is similar for SNAP families. That is not a small miss. Why does being on SNAP or Medicaid matter so much for WIC eligibility? A person receiving SNAP or Medicaid is automatically considered income eligible for WIC. This is called adjunctive eligibility. It removes the biggest paperwork hurdle. In theory, these families should be the easiest to enroll. In practice, most still are not. How much has coordination actually improved in the last few years? Since 2021, the number of WIC state agencies regularly meeting with Medicaid or SNAP officials has risen from 27 to at least 41. Written coordination agreements have grown sharply. The number of agencies receiving data from the other programs for matching has jumped from 24 to 36 or more. Targeted outreach using that matched data has more than doubled. Does this data-driven outreach actually move the needle? Pilots show it does. When states match WIC files against SNAP and Medicaid lists, they can see exactly who is eligible but not enrolled. Then they reach out by mail, text, phone, or in-person help. Early results show clear increases in applications and approvals, especially from Medicaid families. The tool works when states use it. Why is the federal government suddenly encouraging this so strongly? USDA issued a policy memo in 2023 pushing collaboration. It launched the More WIC project to give states grants and technical assistance for data matching and outreach. The agency sees the coverage gap and knows the largest programs families are already touching are the best place to find the missing ones. What do families actually gain when WIC participation rises? WIC improves birth outcomes, reduces infant mortality risk in some studies, supports better child nutrition and cognitive development, and produces health metrics that line up with what Medicaid programs are measured on. Better WIC uptake is not just good for the child, it is good for state budgets and quality scores. So why are we still leaving so many eligible children behind? Some states have not yet built the data systems or the outreach muscle. Others have agreements on paper, but weak follow-through at the local level. And families still face real barriers: transportation, clinic hours, stigma, or simply not knowing they qualify, even when the computer says they do. The policy direction that makes the most sense is to stop treating WIC as a standalone program families have to discover on their own. Make SNAP and Medicaid enrollment the primary way we find WIC-eligible families. Require or fund routine, privacy-protected data sharing so the gap is visible in real time. Then use proven, low-friction targeted outreach to convert eligibility into enrollment at scale. Adjunctive eligibility was meant to make this easy. We finally have the tools to make the intention real. The youngest children who need WIC the most are often already in the system. The only thing missing is the connection. We know how to build it. The question is whether we will.